The Book of Genesis, Chapter 39. Let's start at verse 1. Meanwhile, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, where an Egyptian named Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, serving in the household of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and made him prosper in all he did, Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household and entrusted him with everything he owned. From the time that he put Joseph in charge of his household and all he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's household on account of him. The Lord's blessing was on everything he owned, both in his house and in his field. So Potiphar left all that he owned in Joseph's care. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome. And after some time, his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, "Sleep with me." But he refused. "Look," he said to his master's wife, "with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in his house, and he has entrusted everything he owns to my care. No one in this house is greater than I am. He has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. So how could I do such a great evil and sin against God?" Although Potiphar's wife spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be near her. One day, however, Joseph went into the house to attend to his work, and not a single household servant was inside. She grabbed Joseph by his cloak and said, "Sleep with me." But leaving his cloak in her hand, he escaped and ran outside. That's Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 12. Thank you very much for listening. God's Word Every Day is a helpful and growing Bible study resource. We add new topics to the website as we make our way through Scripture. God's Word Every Day.com.